Time now for your comments. Many listeners were upset by Philip Davis's report on anti-abortion activist Paul Hill, who was executed for killing two people outside a Pensacola women's clinic in 1994. Jeffrey White of Harrisburg, Oregon, wonders why the unrepentant Hill was allowed airtime. He writes, "I would hope in the future NPR would just report the news, not interview the killer, unless you give equal time to all the people on death row." Juan Williams' story on gay marriage included the claim by some that there are other ways to guarantee rights without marrying. But Deborah Hudson of Worthington, Massachusetts, says hospital staff denied her visitation to her ailing partner, even though she was the designated health care proxy. Hudson writes, "When we are dealing with issues of life and death, when we have the least energy to fight for fair and equal treatment, all too often we are called upon to fight hardest for the same rights your commentator happens to enjoy because she is heterosexual." In a report on last month's electricity blackout, Scott Horsley said electrons move through wires at the speed of light. Not so, as many of you pointed out. Morning Edition had Scott check in with his high school physics teacher, Terry Osner, in Denver.
Terry.
Hi, sir. Scott Horsley.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Osner reminded Scott that while the electric field moves at the speed of light, the individual electrons travel very slowly.
It's sort of like when the fans in a stadium do the wave. The wave itself is somewhat analogous to the electric field, but the people themselves are not moving that fast.
I really appreciate your setting me straight, and I'm glad I wasn't taking a test when I said that.
Well, you didn't fail my class at the time, and we can't all remember everything.
And finally, Kathleen Eddy of Elk Grove, California, says the latest installment of the Honky Tonk series could have killed her. She writes, "Do you have any idea how dangerous it is to do the Texas two-step in the shower while shaving your legs?" Send your comments to morning@npr.org. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.
Oh, that San Antonio Road.